Welcome to the podcast of First Baptist Church, Warrensburg, Missouri, where it is our goal to bring people to a genuine and growing relationship with Jesus Christ. It is our hope and prayer that this podcast will be a blessing and encouragement to you.
Families get together and celebrate all the things that God has done for us. It's when, like, usually families get together and celebrate all the things they've done for. It means a lot to me about friendship and coming together, eating, and getting fat. being thankful for what the Lord made. Well, it's just really a time, to me, it just means a time to be thankful for all that God's provided for you, and even if God is, or if you don't think that God's provided a lot to you, you know He has at least provided one thing.
Getting together as a family and eating.
Giving thanks to God because He gave us everything. I eat like a pound of turkey.
Well, we always Empire represent my house, and that's really fun. And we always go to my grandma's house too.
We
get together with our family and eat and talk.
Eat a lot of food. We write what we're thankful for on a piece of paper and put it in.
Normally, a couple days before, or sometimes on the day, we'll have like a pie breakfast.
We draw what we're thankful for on a pumpkin sometimes, and we eat a lot and make our stomachs move.
Thankful for the church family. I'm thankful for my friends, which we're in a club. I'm thankful for being able to play board games and having food and being able to have blankets to sleep with, I guess.
God, Jesus, my family, my stuffed animals, and all of that.
When Daddy gives me a kiss and say goodnight when I find sleep. My family, friends, my family.
I'm thankful for my family and my dog. Because of all of that God's done for us.
Because Jesus loves us.
We should be thankful because it's part of what the Bible says we need to do.
Basically the same reason, because God gave us everything and He's almighty.
Because God made everything. Because God wants us to be.
Because the Lord made everything. If we weren't thankful, we wouldn't appreciate what God gives us.
We should be thankful because God made us special.
We thought it would be a lot safer to have them videoed than to fill them with sugar and donuts and pancakes and bring them up here and ask them to share. So hopefully you guys just appreciate just hearing from the lips of our kids what they're thankful for. And so I'm going to invite you guys to turn to Psalm 117. And as you're turning there, Just today, this morning, we're just going to be reflecting on something that we can all be thankful for. And so when you think about that, some of the things that our kids shared there were very specific to them. Some of our kids have a dog, some of them don't. Some of them have different traditions. Some of them are in a club, wherever Toby's at, and some of them aren't, you know, just different things like that. There are certain things that we can be thankful for that are different, but what is something that we can all be thankful for today? We'll see that here in Psalm 117. And so, as you're turning there, it'll be really hard to find because it's the shortest chapter in the Bible. So if you turn too fast, you're going to flip right over it. But I will invite you guys, as we do each week, to stand as we read God's Word together. We'll read these two verses. Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all the nations. Glorify Him, all peoples. For His faithful love is great. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Hallelujah. You may be seated. So as I said, this is the shortest chapter in the Bible, but it has a great truth for us to look at in terms of what we can all be thankful for and how we can all express that thanksgiving to God and to those who are around us. And so this morning, we're going to walk through this really short psalm. And as we do, we'll look at three parts of a progression of praise so that we can rightly respond to God's work in our lives. The first thing that we see is the psalmist calls us to praise God. It's the opening line in there, the opening verse, and it's really two parts saying the same thing. So there's a parallel thought saying, praise the Lord, all you nations, glorify Him, all peoples. And so it's really a call for everyone, everywhere, to ascribe to God the worth that He's given. And while this might not seem like something unusual to us, let's remember for a second that this was written in the Old Testament. So we live after the events of the cross. We know that Jesus died on the cross for all people. But when the psalmist wrote this, the psalmist was part of the time where the nation of Israel was just seen as God's people. Yet he calls all people and all nations to praise God. So he has an understanding of the fact that God is going to be opening up His invitation to all people. And while there are times when we can see that in certain places in the Old Testament, this would be kind of abnormal for people to think of. How is it that all nations, all people can glorify God and praise them? And we know that it's the same thing that Toby shared in the video. God has at least done one thing for us now in sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins that opens up His plan of redemption to all people. And when He did that, the proper response for us is to respond in praise and thanksgiving for what He's done for us. When we think about this amazing blessing of God choosing to include all people into what He is doing in His plan of redemption, it should bring about almost a missionary effect. James Montgomery Boyce says it this way: here then is a true Christian universalism, not that all people will be saved regardless of the God they believe in, but rather that all people may be saved through Jesus Christ. To put it in other words, this is a profound missionary psalm, for it's calling on people everywhere to praise God. So the psalmist's charge for us this morning is to praise God. But not just to praise Him, he goes on to explain a reason for us to praise. And when we think about our reasons to praise God or reasons that we're thankful for, we often begin with blessings that we've received, or even specifically the material items that are in our lives. But notice here, the psalmist never mentions anything about himself or his circumstances or anything that he might be going through. The fullness of this psalm focuses on who God is and what God has done for His people. For the psalmist, the reason to praise God is because of who He is. Who He is enough for us to praise and be thankful for Him. He explains this through two of His greatest attributes, or His characteristics that He shows Himself through us to. The first is His faithful love. We think about this as His covenant-keeping love, the fact that we know He's going to always do what He's been called to do and what He's promised to do. We know it's an undeserving love that's fully dependent upon Him and who He is and has nothing to do with us or our circumstances. The second part that he really notices is the enduring nature of His faithfulness. It should cause us to praise Him because we know that He's not going to change who He is. Who He was for the people we read about in the Bible and the people who experienced the 175 years of history here in Warrensburg at this church. He will continue to be that same God who provides, who keeps his promises, and who displays his love and his glory to all people. So as we sit here in our family service thinking about this concept of praise and thanksgiving, hopefully you're seeing that there's just a real subtle difference between these two things that are really tied together. Praise is admiring God for who he is and what he's done, and thanksgiving is thanking him for who he is and what he has done for us. So the difference is that we personalize what God has done and what we praise him for when we begin to offer thanks for that. We accept that. We come to the point where we say, this is who I respond to God being. We personalize it and we express that to those around us. And neither of these are dependent upon what's going on in our lives, but solely upon who God is. When we think about his faithful love and his faithfulness enduring, we know that those things don't depend on us at all, but instead just upon who God is. But if we're honest, it's really hard to separate our emotions, our situations, our life circumstances from our expressions of praise and thanksgiving. You know, no matter what this year has brought for you, I think it's safe to say it's been a challenging year for many. And so as we think about this, I don't want to downplay the situations that I know that people are experiencing and walking through. I know that I've sat with people just this week who are experiencing loss and difficult situations that no one would wish upon anyone. But I also think that in those times, they're often able to express praise and thanksgiving to God. You know, the last major American school fire to claim many lives occurred in the 1950s. Since that time, our teachers, our students, the different people in the building have been preparing for possible situations where a fire takes place. Their hope is that by preparing for that situation, by ingraining what to do when you get into that situation into everyone's mind, that they can make it so that it's not a tragic situation if a fire was to occur. And so today, I want us to think with that mindset. What would it look like for us to prepare for a moment when all that we can be thankful for is who God is and what he's doing? And so I think that we can see this displayed in the life of a woman named Elizabeth Clephane. And so it might look something like this. She was born in Scotland in 1830 and only lived for 39 years. Her dad was a sheriff, and she lived most of her brief life in Edinburgh, Scotland. And throughout most of her life, she was very frail in health and often would be considered poor or needy. But she found strength to help the other poor and sick in her town, even to the point that she and her sister gave all that they had, including their own horse and carriage, to benefit those around her. So much so that the townspeople referred to her as the sunbeam. And so how could somebody who has frail health, their own needs, be seen as somebody who is that giving and that much of a blessing to those around her? I believe we can see part of that in a mindset of a poem that she wrote called Beneath the Cross of Jesus. The poem reads, "Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart with tears, to wonders I confess, the wonders of his glorious love in my unworthiness. I take across thy shadow for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face. Content to let the world go by, to know no gain or loss, my sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross." Her poem of praise and thanksgiving is centered on the work of Christ and the cross. It's the most pure expression of both God's love for us and his faithfulness to us. And so I pray that as we think about that today, if there is nothing else that you can reflect on for praise and thanksgiving for God, that you can look to the cross and find strength, just as Elizabeth and others who have been in difficult situations have had that be the start of where their praise and thanksgiving is. Because when we view all that we do and live through the eyes of the cross and the lens of the cross, what we'll see is we're able to focus more on the other blessings that surround and focus less on the situations of hardship and trials that we're experiencing. Because as we experience suffering and injustice in our world, especially when those things are undeserved upon ourselves, we understand that it's been granted to us to not only believe in Christ, but also experience the same kind of suffering he experienced when he died on the cross for our sins, as he died as one who did nothing to deserve that death. And when we experience the suffering, the hardship, and the trials, we experience, in a way, the glories of Christ and what he experienced on the cross. And so as we think about that, as we reflect on the call to praise, as we reflect on the reason to praise, we lastly see there's a simple expression of praise. I'm grateful for the CSB version. It keeps it as just the one word, and it's one word, hallelujah. And I'm not just grateful because it's a fun word to say, but it's a real meaningful expression. It's a compound word with two parts. The hallel is a call to praise, and the last part, the yah, is a shortened word for the covenant name of God. And so we often just translate this as praise the Lord, and it's the call and a simple expression of what we do. When we think on the goodness of God, when we reflect on his covenant-keeping love, his faithfulness in those things, our only response is to praise him. Our only response is to be thankful. And so the challenge for us today is, what does that look like for each one of us? How are each of us thankful today? How are we expressing our praise to God? And while it may look different for each one of you, our kids have kind of primed that with some of the things that they've shared. But here is a short video that has an expression from one of our families of how they're thankful this year.
Hey, good morning. We're the Spencers. I'm Justin. This is my lovely wife, Ellen. We're the proud parents of four children. Today, we wanted to share a little bit about why we're thankful this season. And it is specific to our son, Caleb. He's our youngest. So back in May of 2019, our son in the 20-week ultrasound was diagnosed with a short left leg. What this meant for us is that he would have a shorter bone in his left femur, as well as his hips and ankle would be malformed. This would be a life-altering type event for him, and it also was life-changing for us.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, the shock and despair that we felt when we heard that news, and all the hopes and dreams that we had for our first and only son kind of came crashing down as we tried to just understand and absorb the fact that he would be physically handicapped. And we struggled through that. It was definitely a stretch of our faith, and God used that struggle and that trial in our life to draw us close to him. And I can honestly say, in all my years of life, I have never experienced the closeness and the intimacy of God like I have during that trial in our life. And that's something that I'm so thankful for, because even looking back at my pregnancy with Caleb, just seeing God's faithfulness to walk with us, to be with us, to carry us through some of the really darkest moments and hardest times, that's an intimacy that I will always remember, and a season of life that was so sweet, even though it was very hard and very trying. It was one of the sweetest, most intimate moments of our life as a family with Jesus, because he carried us through those moments. And even now, as we're seeing Caleb grow, he's two now and a toddler, full boy, into everything. And even as we're seeing his life develop and him grow and mature, I'm seeing the beauty that and the gift that he is to our family, because not only have Justin and I been impacted by his life, but his sisters, his three older sisters, get to have a front row seat to having a brother with special needs. And that's something that we couldn't have taught them, you know, from a book or a story. That's firsthand experience for them, that they are loving their brother who just happens to have a physical disability. And so those are just some beautiful things that have come from our story that I think that, you know, I thank God for every day, because that is an amazing blessing that our daughters will grow into be, you know, adults one day that will have empathy and compassion towards those with differences.
He's had three major surgeries with leg infections, the metal devices, and he's only two, and he's got more ahead of him. But despite these obstacles, we've seen him climb on tables, ride scooters, knock his sisters in the face. Like, he's a full-up boy that loves life, is full of life, and we're eager to walk with him through this life. Mm-hmm. And we're eager to see his testimony of how God's going to use him, despite these physical strains, to see how God is going to use him in a mighty way. We're just eager to hold his hand and walk through this journey of life with him.
Amen. So as you think and reflect on what it is that you can be grateful for, how you can express praise and thanksgiving, we have a special invitation for you today on what that is going to look like. And so as in the video that we watched before with our kids, there was a tree behind them. And so that tree began their thought and their conversation of what it means to be thankful. And so on one of our churchwide discipleship nights, our group of volunteers walked them through that process of expressing their thanksgiving for those things. And so there were three different icons or three different shapes that you could have seen behind them. And each one of them has a different meaning behind it. And so there certainly were a lot of leaves on that tree, and the leaves were there for the material blessings that they were thankful for. But there were also a lot of squirrels in that tree. And so the squirrels represent the people in their lives. And so as they reflected on those, they would write the name or if it was a type of people, maybe their teachers or police officers, doctors, things like that. They would write that on there. But they also wrote on there some things that were more of like concepts or ideas that we have. Things like warm hugs or sunrises or sunshine or God's love. They would write those things on there as well. And so after we continue this response time and work through that, we really invite you guys to join them in expressing your thanksgiving through that. And so at the conclusion of the service, some of our volunteers will be out there to help you to fill out the rest of that tree, to write down maybe it's just one thing you could be thankful for today, to fill out and to continue that expression of thanksgiving that those children have started for us. Because as we reflect at a place, maybe we're not right now where the Spencers are at, where they can see and are beginning to see everything about how God is going to use this special, unique situation for their life and how he's going to use Caleb's life to continue to expand and grow his kingdom. Maybe we're fresher in something of a hardship or a trial. Maybe we've experienced loss even this week. Or we have a knowledge that something is on its way, news that we may not be wanting to hear. And so as we think through that, how can we as a body, how can we as a family continue to reflect on God's faithfulness to us? How can we be at a place where no matter what, those around us see the glory of Christ reflecting off of us in our circumstances and are drawn to him and his love and the promises that they can experience as they turn and give their hearts to him? Will you guys pray with me? God, we thank you for the fact that we know that you've chosen to extend your love to all people. We know that no matter where we are, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, you love us and you sent Jesus to die for us. And so as we enter this season where we're expressing our thanksgiving to you, as we look at this week where we'll be gathered with friends and family, we pray that you would give us the opportunity to be true expressions of gratitude and thankfulness for most of all you, Father, and what you do in and through our lives. We thank you that you've given us the opportunity to experience your love, that you've given us the opportunity to see your faithful hand guide us through so many things. And as we reflect on those ways which we've seen you guide and provide and experience your blessing and experience your hand of protection, we pray that those will be able to guide us through the valleys, through the trials, through the hardships that we experience, knowing that none of those things that we experience change our ability to be loved by you. None of them change your love for us. None of them change your desire to be glorified in our lives. So as we experience that, as we reflect on your goodness, your faithfulness, and your love, we pray that each day you would find in us a true expression of praise and thanksgiving for you. That you would find in us the desire to lift your name on high, to always ascribe worth and glory to your name. And we pray that we would be able to each day say hallelujah, praise to the Lord our God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This podcast is intended to be a supplement to your local church and cannot replace your regular involvement there. If you are not currently part of a local church, we would be happy to assist you in finding one. Simply contact us through our website, www.fbcwberg.org.